Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, on the heels of Spirit Airlines being no more, there is a story out this morning talking about more airline bankruptcies and disappearances could be coming. JetBlue and Frontier facing the highest risk. Oh, our very local Frontier's having issues, huh?
What?
I don't know.
I guess I could
dig a little deeper on that. I think you said Delta was up there, too?
Yeah, I saw some issues, complaining about Delta as well. So, you know. Well,
this is why I do road trips. I don't have to worry about all this stuff. Now, you were just on an airplane out to North Dakotas.
I was.
Katie Cat. Yeah. Was it fine? Was everything good?
It was okay. Like going to North Dakota, things were a little not okay, actually. Our flight attendant, first of all, was not very nice. Our flight was only half full. And so me and my friend, we were sitting right next to each other and everybody was kind of crammed in the back. And so people were asking the flight attendant if they could move to a seat by themselves, right? And so I asked if I could move up and be in a spot by myself so I could catch some sleep. And she kind of like, she yelled at us. She was just like, you know, both of us were kind of talking to her and she's like, I can't understand what you're saying. But she made it a really big deal in front of everybody, and everybody just kind of looked at us. And I've never been yelled at a flight attendant, but
usually they're the happiest people.
They're super nice to you, and so it was just like kind of stopped us in our tracks a little bit. But then as the flight went on, we realized we weren't the only people she had a problem with. She yelled at a baby.
Oh, well, I kind of get
did.
That.
I know. But she yelled at like the mom of the baby because the bottle went out into the walking way, and she's like, "You better get that bottle out of the walkway, or we're gonna have some problems." And we all just looked like,
jeez,
that is a poor mom, like trying to deal with a baby on a plane. Like, don't yell at her, you know.
And it's already hard enough.
I know. The entire ride to North Dakota was, I thought I was going to freeze to death. Like, it was so cold. I got on this plane, so I'm familiar with plane pressure and the temperature up there in the friendly skies, and so I knew I needed pants, multiple layers with my hoodie, a winter jacket that had a face mask and everything, just in case.
Holy cow.
I wasn't planning
on
using
it. How cold was this plane?
My face mask didn't even help me.
You look like a terrorist or something on there.
No, and then the funny thing is,
were you flagged?
I'm on the plane, and I'm like so bundled up and freezing, and again, I'm all by myself because I decided to sit way up in the front with nobody else. And so I'm like, maybe this is just really cold up front. Like, maybe this flight attendant made it super freezing while I'm way up here by myself. And then as we're all getting off the plane, everybody I feel like is just kind of afraid to talk because they're just like, is she gonna yell at us again? What's gonna happen? But then somebody said, that was the coldest flight I've ever been on. And that's all it took.
Instantly validating.
Everybody spoke up. Like, I was shaking. Like, everybody was absolutely frozen in that plane. So on the way back, we made sure to tell the flight attendant, hey, it's really cold. Can you please turn up the heat? And they had no problem turning up the heat. Like, they can do that. They can keep the cabin warm or cold, so they have options to do that. But it just shocked me. I've never had a flight experience like that where the flight attendant was, like, bothered by everybody on that plane.
I guess everybody has bad days at work.
I guess they do.
I kind of get it because, my God, if you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people on a day-in, day-out basis, personalities, issues, you know, and complaining, you're probably going to be kind of, you know, pissy at some point.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
we
take
all
it out
deal-
on the North Dakota flight.
We all deal with that, and you still got to keep your stuff in check. Like, wow. You know, that's the thing, is it's like, that doesn't give people an excuse to be rude to other people.
Or maybe that was just her personality.
Maybe it
she
was.
She didn't have, like, a chipper personality.
Maybe it was. That's not the job for you. That's not the job for you, ma'am. Like,
wow.
Maybe go work in the shipping department of Amazon where you only talk to boxes. But planes with people, not the job for you.
Funny.
Right?
Funny.
At least that's the way that's what I gathered from it.
Were things better when you got to the hotel?
I mean, they were all right. Like, it's funny because, like, my sister and I and my friend were all staying at the same hotel. It was the same place where we were throwing the surprise party for my brother. So we thought we were doing everything right. Convenience factor. It's the nicest hotel in town. So we were super excited to get two nights at a really, really good deal. But we showed up to it and, we get into the room and the first thing we notice is there's no hand soap. And so we're trying to, like, wash our hands and we're like, How do we wash our hands? So on our way out, we go to the front desk and we just mentioned to the guy, hey, there's no hand soap in our room. Is there any way we can get some? And he was just like, oh, actually, we ran out of hand soap. We're kind of just using the body wash in the bathtub.
Like shower gel?
Because they don't even have, like, you know how a lot of hotels have the things that you can take home?
The little
you know,
travel size.
So this was a hotel that had it in the big jug in the bathtub
right.
that
you
just
squirt. Yeah.
So a lot of places are doing that now.
Who trusts those?
I know. So then they're like, we've just been using the bath, you know, the bath stuff. And I was just like, okay.
How does a hotel run out of soap?
I know. And then, so I was just like gonna use it for a little bit until I made my way to Walmart to find some hand soap. And I mentioned it to my sister. I was like, do you guys have any hand soap? And she's like, oh, no, but it's fine. We're just using body wash. And I was like,
is this a thing?
You're fine with that? Like, you know,
well, I guess it's for you.
Soap.
I mean, it's all encompassing. It
she
says
said,
body.
Soap is soap.
Soap
like,
is
we're,
soap.
We're washing our hands. That is what matters. So then we look into our bathtub and our body wash is out. So we don't even have any body wash. And so
did you resort to the shampoo?
We go back down and I tell him, or actually at this point I told the maid because she was the cleaning the room and everything. And so I asked her, I'm like, hey, we're all out of body wash in here. Can we get a new container of body wash? And she was like, actually,
we're kind of out
of body wash right now. And I was like,
what kind of two-star hotel did you stay at?
And it's the nicest one in town. So we were like, I don't know. So then I went to my mom and I told her, because at this point we're using shampoo to wash our hands.
Well, soap
right?
is soap, I guess.
Soap is soap. Exactly what my mom says.
Soap is soap.
And so I asked my mom, I was like, well, do you have any hand soap that we can bring back to the hotel? And she's like, of course I do.
She's like, I'm using shampoo.
She goes back to the bathroom and she comes back out. Actually,
is there a soap shortage in North Dakota right now?
And then the fact that everyone was just okay with it. The fact that everybody
Life's
said,
a little different.
Well, don't you have shampoo you can wash your hands with? I was like, well, yeah, but that's not my hair.
Hey,
like,
soap is soap.
Soap
hey?
Is soap. I heard that so
just
many times.
Don't smell the sheets because they were out of sheets soap, too. What a rinky dink hotel.
Funny.